ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get her.
Welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good and you, man?
Ah, great, man. Great, man. Great, man. So, we got some interesting topics today. We got one bad news, though, that really, really irritates me. I don't even know why, but it really irritates me, and it's supposed to happen, but it's been postponed.
Oh, damn. I thought you were going to talk about the cold, bro.
Oh, yeah, it is cold in South Africa, though. Guys, yeah, it is cold here in South Africa, guys. You that is overseas or that is here, if you're here, you are experiencing, you know what I'm talking about.
The sad part, guys, is it's not cloudy. It looks like a sunny day.
But it's cold. Yeah.
Damn, it's cold.
It's cold. I'm telling you, there's a cold front that's coming from Cape Town, apparently. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, with the cold, we're going to give you some hot topics.
Hot topics, you know?
In this cold, we're going to give you some hot topics. And what we're going to speak about is the Tokyo Olympic Games that's taking place right now. Started on Wednesday. It was taking place from Wednesday until the 8th of August. So it's going to be interesting there. There's boxing, there's volleyball, there's soccer. There's a whole lot of interesting stuff in there. Mm. So, and we're going to speak, and we're also going to speak about the good news of Bafana Bafana, which is our team in South Africa.
It's your team, not my team.
No, it's a country.
It's my national team.
It's a national team.
Yes. I can't reject it because it's a national.
It's our national
whether
team.
Whether I like it or not, I have to accept it.
You have to accept it. So it's a bit of good.
I'm just kidding.
What I say, it's a bit of good news or big good news. But we'll find out.
It's great news. It's diploma news.
It's degrees news. Yeah, it's degrees news. And we're going to speak about the fight has been postponed. This fight that nobody was interested in. Understood why that they were not paying attention to this fight. If you listen to previous shows, you'll know what I'm talking about. If this is your first time joining in, please tune in of what's going to come.
Yes, and also what we're going to touch in mostly is, I don't know if you remember, we spoke about the fact that South Africa, our national team, the Springboks, not the soccer, the rugby team, we were speaking about the fact that almost the whole team, majority of the team, 90% of the team caught COVID, you know.
Are you serious?
Remember, the Springboks.
Oh, yes, I remember. They were supposed to play a test match.
Then they caught COVID. And then they played recently against British Irish. And it came to my head. I'm like, what happened? Obviously, I went to online and checked the article and saw a whole big bunch of stories there.
Yeah, I get you.
So, 100%. I think I should share that afterwards.
I'm also going to share the fact that something about KSI and Logan Paul. Something has been happening there. But it's not a bad thing. It's just shocking to me. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because the things that have been going on throughout the years between them, it was legit. But what's happening now is like, wait, what happened? You get what I'm saying? But I'll mention this right after this. Radio has never been better.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Sesh.
And we're talking about the movies.
Yeah.
Welcome. Dumalang, okay?
Hi, I'm the English version.
Yes, and I'm also the English version.
I can explain. I actually can't explain what just happened there.
Radio has never been better.
Welcome back. You've just tuned into the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. So, I'm gonna talk first about KSI and Logan Paul. So, recently, KSI hosts a show called The KSI Show, which he spent over €2 million over the show. So he said it took him a year just to prepare for the show. Okay. And apparently, Logan Paul was there to actually like present what happened in the fight. Logan Paul, okay, the guy who fought Mayweather. So, what's the shocking thing about me is that they are friends again. Okay. I wouldn't say they're friends again because they were enemies before, but now they're friends for the first time. KSI actually called, Logan Paul to the KSI show to actually perform with KSI with the boxing. But it's just a sketch, you know, of what happened to the fight long time ago. You get what I'm saying? So, after that, Logan Paul, decided to invite KSI to his broadcast, because, Logan Paul has a broadcast as well that's running in America, and KSI went there. So KSI was saying, he quotes that if Mayweather can come, I can beat Mayweather.
Okay, now he's getting very big.
and Logan Paul says, Mayweather, I got some money for you, bro. This guy wants to fight with you because KSI, I think he's depending on his size to beat Mayweather.
First of all,
yeah,
Logan is bigger than KSI now, like body wise, and The way he swings.
Yeah.
But he won, true. He swings a lot.
Yes.
He swings a lot in order to get shots in KSI.
I've seen.
Now, against someone like
Floyd Mayweather.
You don't want to swing that much because you're going to become tired. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's got power.
Missing that, you don't want to miss Mayweather because if you miss, he will sting. That's what I think, in fact, I'll go as far as saying, leave Mayweather. Take Manny Pacquiao.
Yes.
What's his name?
Are you talking about the heavyweight?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
choose them.
But why the experienced guys though?
Yeah, look, Mike Tyson was very confident in a broadcast. He was invited on a live radio show.
Yeah.
And they carrying on. You know how media is, they try and poke. They try and create something. They were asking him about the Logan. What does he think?
Yeah.
And then he's like, look, I won't even think about Logan because he knows what's right for him. He's like, Logan talks, but if he really wanted to fight me, he would have called me. He doesn't want that.
I think Logan knows his place.
He's like, we all know that Logan doesn't want to fight me because Mike Tyson is not.
No, look, I really think Logan crazy. Paul knows his, he knows his place, my guy. No, look, definitely. Because, me as Marcus, I wouldn't call Mike Tyson because Mike Tyson is more experienced than
me. True. That's what I'm also thinking. He wouldn't call Mike Tyson.
He wouldn't.
First of all, Mike Tyson is body-wise, he's bigger than Mayweather.
Yeah.
So he's short, shorter than Paul Logan, but body-wise, he's almost the same body.
Not bigger. 100%.
And he works your body, bro. He works your body. That's the thing about Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at Logan, he was intentional about Mayweather.
Okay.
He judged everything, the weight, the size.
Yeah.
How small Mayweather. Do you remember even?
Yes, I remember the press conference. Yeah.
You could tell the difference. And he's like, you're so small, bro. Already, never mind the fight. He judged by the size to say, even if he wins, it won't be.
I really think every boxer's judged Mayweather, don't you think?
Definitely.
And every boxer is judged by the size.
All got stung, you know.
Many people got stung by Mayweather, and you mustn't play with the guy. It doesn't.
The Big Show also, guys.
The Big Show.
It
you
was
get what I'm saying?
Wrestling, but yes.
So anyway, with that, I really think KSI should take this fight.
Yeah. We get moving on to the Springbok side, and now I don't know if you remember for those who were tuned in. Like,
yeah.
2 to 3 weeks ago.
Two to three weeks ago, yes.
The fact that the Springbok players won't play their test match because the majority of the team tested COVID positive.
Yeah.
Now, it came out that some of them were not positive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so basically there was an error in testing. I was like, what? So, yeah, I don't know how they test. I've never done a COVID test.
Yeah.
But apparently, there was missed testings because there was no ways the players could have gotten COVID, according to the coach.
Yeah.
They were in quarantine.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed to go and get stuff. They had people they sent to get. So they were basically protected.
Yeah.
So that's why when they were retested, I think they used a different facility and
it
came out as a result that, in fact, you don't have COVID. I was like, what? It's crazy. That's scary now for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is
how
scary.
How many people
did they
have COVID? And
but they don't even actually have COVID.
So
yeah,
I'm
a
just
good question.
Glad, guys, the Springboks are back up and running and they're beating teams all over.
Yeah, 100%. Look, big ups to the Springboks, man, because they won the Rugby World Cup years ago. You get, not long time ago, but
the latest one.
The latest one, obviously Cyril Ramaphosa in there. So anyway, since we're coming back home to South Africa, I want you to feel like a South African right now. Bafana Bafana, also known as the South African national team, they won the cassava cup in Senegal.
Yeah.
So that is I would say it's a big win for us.
It's really a big win for us. Bafana, it doesn't matter what cup it is; they don't win cups.
it doesn't matter. You get we're not putting them down.
Don't get me wrong, but we love them. Here's the thing about our national team.
I
might be wrong, but in my opinion, this is what I'd like to say about the South African national team. Because I'm a South African, you know.
I love to hear this.
I can criticize them. Never mind. So our national team, we and it's not like we have bad players. We have good players, guys. But this is what you pick up in the South African national team. The players don't know each other.
Oh, yeah. I think
your
that's
players,
the thing. Yeah.
I mean, like every other national team, you have your players from Wits, Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, Pirates. What I'm saying is that those players don't have a real relationship. They only meet for training, for the game or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one thing I've picked up. The reason I'm saying that is the communication, even in playing, you can tell that Bafana Bafana...
It has really, no unity in that team.
Yeah. And it's not because it's because, you know, they're from different teams. I think personally, the players for the national team I'm talking about, they don't sit together. They don't spend time, get to know what he likes, how he does things.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
So that we can adapt to each other. So obviously it's harder for a team to work together.
Thank you for bringing that up, bro. Because have you seen a lot of teams that don't win because the lack of relationship? You get what I'm saying? And that's what Jose Mourinho pushes relationship because he pushes like
that's important.
It's very important to push relationship. Like it's like, hey man, why can't you guys just have one night, spend time together, and say, hey, how are you, man? Like, what do you like? What's their personality? You get what I'm saying? But if you don't know the player, if you meet them in training and this.
And then
does something wrong.
They leave training, they go and eat separate, come back.
No, it's not supposed to be like that.
They need to be like an actual soccer team where they laugh with each other, able to. I'm not saying they don't. You probably find those few that joke with each other. Reason being, I'm telling you this.
You find
Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, which is also African teams for those who don't know.
Yeah, South African teams, by the way. Yeah.
So you find them playing each other and then maybe two players have beef in those teams.
Yeah.
Now, you find that maybe those two players are in the national team.
So
separate team, and they get there, and obviously there they act, but they're not really, they don't really like each other. It's just because we're here together and
playing
one team.
Yes, I do understand that, but you see, you know, it's good to play team against team, but it's also good to actually build a relationship with other teams as well.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Not in the field. Obviously, you're versing each other and all that stuff, but it's good to say, hey, man, good game. And how do you play like that? Because you may find that if there's unity in those teams, what's going to happen in the Bafana Bafana? They say, hey man, let's choose this guy.
You know what? You know, they will all know each other.
They will know each other and say, guys, look, let's win this cup this time. You get what I'm saying? Because of the relationship. If they can improve the relationship in the teams in South Africa, in the national team, it will be easy to beat any other team.
I don't think it's only South Africa that has that issue.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
E.g., Spain. Spain has a lot of pros, if I can put it like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes they lose some of the weirdest matches. And you're like, what? They should have, and it's not like because of what, and you even see the gameplay is not good type of thing. So that's why I'm saying I don't think it's one team specifically. Yeah, team like Portugal, I don't really know because that team is normally driven by one player.
Cristiano Ronaldo!
Or two players, depends, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, the reason I'm saying that is because a team like Portugal has shown it time and time that it won because of Ronaldo, you
but
know. Obviously there's other players, but
100%. Yeah. It's like Portugal depends on Cristiano Ronaldo, Argentina depends on Messi, but there is that team that depends on one person, but there's actually other teams that actually work together. Well, I think Bafana
Argentina
Bafana needs
would
that.
Say not really Messi because they have crazy guys like your Di Marias, you know.
Yeah, they have crazy guys as well. They have crazy guys. Moving on to the fight that nobody has been paying attention to, the Logan Paul and the Tyron Woodley UFC versus boxing. So apparently this fight was supposed to happen this month. It was supposed to happen last week apparently, but unfortunately it has been postponed to the 28th of August. Why? Nobody knows. But anyway, I can say that I'm quite disappointed that
it's not a major match,
but obviously the fight that we are looking for this week, it's the Tyson Fury and Dante Wilder #3. I'm looking forward to that
definitely
fight. You get what I'm saying?
Please remind me, I need to watch that one, guys. By
please.
The way, I missed McGregor and
he
Pereira.
He missed McGregor and Pereira.
So I had to
remind him, like, there was a fight that day. I'm like, whoa, what happened? Then he couldn't become very technical because, you know, Calvin, he can be very technical when it comes to UFC. He's like, no. What happened there? Well, if this didn't happen and you were supposed to attack like this, like, we're very, very technical.
No, we can't miss. This is a championship, guys.
It's a championship match. You get what I'm saying?
Heavyweight.
And I was watching. Thank you for. I wouldn't say that. Like, you know what? Anthony Joshua, right? Anthony Joshua, you're right, he hasn't been training. I've seen his social media, Mr. Calvin. He hasn't been training for days. Like, whoa, okay. Like, he's been going to parties, he's been going to the guys that sponsor him. Look, I'm not trying to criticize Anthony Joshua, but it's just a thing of, I'm not sure his story right now. He's obviously, it's social media, and some people post what they post in social media. Sometimes it's fake. So I don't know if he's training, but I could say that he's not that focused. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, he's not that focused like Dante. Dante, man, is focused.
Look, it's easier for him not to be focused now because one thing I've noticed also, he's getting despondent, you know, because he was also... I don't know if it's true, but it looked like he was kind of looking forward to the fight with Tyson Fury. But now, obviously, because Dante, they have unfinished business. Dante intervened. I don't know if he's also, like, relaxed because there's a fight before him. I don't know. But anyway, also, who's this person that really likes training, that always trains? No matter what, it's Conor McGregor. As a big head as he is, you know, a lot of
he loves to train. He works hard, man.
Yeah.
I got to give credit
even
to him.
Even now, the previous 2 days ago, he was, and listen to this, right?
Okay.
So McGregor is a fan of Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber is a fan of McGregor.
Okay.
So it was weird. They laughed when they thought of it to say Justin McGregor was like, oh, I used to like Justin Bieber music. And
used Past tense.
Yeah. And then he's like, ah, I like the way he fights. He's my best fighter, as in when it comes to UFC. Like they were just hanging out together. Even in the hanging out, you saw they were eating, like chilling.
Yeah.
But at some point, you saw McGregor like in... With his bandage on his feet, UFC moves. You know, for me, that's crazy. Like, you still hurt,
but he's still training.
You know, that for me is someone who loves the sport regardless. And I don't know if you saw the boat he bought. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the yacht. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
the yacht. The Lamborghini yacht, boat. It's big, guys.
Yeah. Now look.
Now people are saying, you know, people will always criticize. I don't know. It might be true, but from what I heard.
Yeah.
In his tweets, he directed people to a tweet of in 2019, where already was planning to buy this boat. So apparently it's not new. But people are saying he bought a glorifying speed boat with money that he lost from a fight.
Oh, wow. So, what?
Yeah, people were saying he lost and you're still buying glorified speedboats. And he proceeded to reply saying, look, hey, I've been buying this thing before But it's cool for me, but it's crazy.
We're speaking about riches. Now, you just remind me of something. They just announced this week that LeBron James is the first NBA billionaire.
Yeah,
he's the first NBA billionaire. Like Michael Jordan is also there, but he didn't make his first team. He was not the first billionaire NBA player. LeBron James is officially in NBA history. He's the first NBA billionaire.
Congrats.
So I gotta say congratulations to LeBron James. But you know, there's one thing I like about LeBron James is his work ethic. He's just like McGregor. No matter what, hurt or not, look, he's there.
They love the sport. That's the thing.
You love the sport.
The fans will see it and we will pick it up as fans. No matter. Yeah. I mean, McGregor gets into a lot of trouble. Recently, he's been losing a lot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like how many times in a row? And it's hard for us to notice it because we like him. Tyron Woodley lost like 4 important matches in
a row. Yes, I remember last year.
Now, McGregor, how many in a row?
I think it was 2 or 3.
Close to 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Four, yes.
He's been losing since the Khabib, remember?
Since
Khabib, he lost.
Khabib, he came back, he won against the Cowboy guy. Then Pereira called him out. Then Pereira beat him, and Pereira beat him again.
So 3...
Fights. So 3 fights.
But okay, let's say 2 because there was the Cowboy in between. Okay, never
because so it's 3 fights, but so yeah, he's 1 win there.
Yeah, but he's definitely good. We know that.
One thing I don't like, I'm sorry to mention this about McGregor, but one thing I don't like about him is that if he gets 1 fight, he goes. For a long period of time.
I think it's with most of those UFC fighters, you know what I'm saying? Even Israel, big ups Israel at the sign, it was his birthday.
Sheesh!
Last week.
Yeah, he's turning 31 or 33, if I'm not mistaken.
So, yes. But I think it's with all of them, you know?
Yeah.
Don't know.
But I think it's a thing. But Amanda Nunes, very soon she's returning back to the ring.
She's been resting.
I know. She's been resting.
Had a baby, since she beat the Australian lady.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, she beat
Was when Israel fought Jan Blachowicz.
With the light heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? To come to a conclusion, please look out for the Tokyo Olympic Games. There's a lot happening there. Please watch. If you're into athletics or anything sporty, please look out for the Tokyo Olympic Games. It'll be on DSTV on all channels. Please just take a watch if you're an Olympic fan. And please look out for Tyron Woodley. And obviously look out for it, but just not now. The Deontay Wilder and the Tyson Fury. Number 3. Let us know who is going to win and why.
Why?
Try predict.
Why?
Please, we want you to engage with us and say, hey, What can you predict? Watch press conferences. Watch the previous fights against other people. Let's engage in a conversation, guys. By any way, if you want to get us, you can get us on www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. But hey, man, it's always been good. Thank you for listening to us, man. But anyway, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. From myself and Cam, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.